Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey, what's going on there?
Nothing much, buddy. How are you? Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. Yes, good. Very good.
Yes, yeah, good. You had a ball game yesterday, Saturday. Lots of baseball. Where's the Miz? My goodness.
Wow. It's just incredible.
He is...
We got to enjoy him while we have him because...
Yeah, because they'll get rid of him.
Well, the other thing is, throwing that hard, I mean, it's...
But he is so
Is his arm going to fall off or...
Unreal.
You know. Yeah, he is.
It's...
incredible. Just when you think that he's not going to be able to top that, he does. But
right.
Yeah, he faces the minimum thanks to a double play.
Yes.
And throws the Maddox game, which is pitches under 100 pitches in a 9-inning game.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You know, our high school players are...
They struggle
to do that in 7.
Without question.
You know, and he does it in 9. Yeah, so.
But big difference, though. Wow. Anyway, did you do anything fun yesterday?
Well,
Did you get,
it's not been a week yet. I did the baseball game, and then Grandma and Grandpa got to take care of Everett.
Oh, yeah, spoiled again.
Everett came down for a little bit. His parents finally left him. Been waiting for that for a while. So we got to babysit him for a couple of hours.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. All he did was sleep. And so did I. But, you know, he was there.
Did you cuddle with him?
A little bit.
That boy. Yep. That boy.
You know, those newborns, they're great to cuddle with and take naps with.
Well, they are.
They are. Yeah.
They just keep Grandpa sleeping, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Saturday, did you do anything fun? I heard that...
the rodeo parade went well.
It did.
Lots of entries.
Saturday night, I heard this place was a mess, but you must have cleaned it up right well.
It was quite a mess, yeah. We had quite
Sorry
the party
I had
here.
To miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Solid Gold Dancers miss me at all or no?
I don't think so. Yeah. Nobody really brought it up.
Really?
Well, so... Mm-hmm. Great attendance at the dairy breakfast, I understand.
Yes.
And the rodeo had a great weekend as well. So, good stuff.
Boy, I tell you what. All comes from one place, Phil.
What's that?
Radio.
But anyway, radio.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we can take much credit.
Yeah.
We read a good forecast for it.
It was. Wasn't it just gorgeous?
It was.
Hey, what did the pig say while tanning?
I don't know, Hank.
I'm bacon.
Bacon. Oh, man.
Yes.
Especially if you stay there too long, right?
And today's Chet's Chuckle, Philip.
Yes, it is. Yep. We're underway, courtesy of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. I heard that memory foam pillows were on sale, but I can't remember where.
Really?
Need to get me one of those.
Yes. Hey, what did the hungry clock do?
I should know.
You should. It went back 4 seconds.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I do.
Now you wish you didn't.
Well, it's Monday. You know, I usually wake up feeling like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, however, I woke up feeling like insufficient funds.
Oh, yes.
I need that coffee. Coffee's not on yet.
It's on. I pushed
Is it on?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. A woman walked in the kitchen to find her husband stalking around with a fly swatter. What are you doing? She asked. And he goes, hunting flies. He replied, oh, you killed any? She said, and he goes, yep, two males, two females, came the answer. Intrigued, the wife goes, how can you tell them apart? Husband goes, 3 were on a beer can and 2 were on the phone.
On that note, we'll take a break and be back. We'll see if maybe that Simonson boy can bail us out today.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, Phil. You know, everyone knows I was married, you know? My ex was not very nice to me, though.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah.
One time she won 2 tickets to Vegas, and she went twice.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield.
It does.
Yeah, it really does.
She went twice.
You got to pull your collar
over. Hey.
No
hey.
Respect at all.
No respect. No respect. No respect at all.
Truthfully, one of the funniest comedians of all time.
100%. 100%. And we have a little Rodney Dangerfield in here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simo.
Not Simo.
No.
Go ahead and play Simo. I don't know what he's doing this morning.
I had kind of an industrial accident last week. See, I fell into an upholstery machine. But it's okay. I'm fully recovered now.
Oh, yes. Well, nice.
Poor Simon.
That's too bad.
Yeah, Todd, you know, our news director, he can do some really, really good Rodney Dangerfield stuff.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I don't know why. But
True to life stuff.
True to life style, right. Doctor said Grandpa might not wake up, but Grandma never left his side. Months passed. One day he finally came to and mentioned for her to come closer. With tears in his eyes, he whispered, "You've been with me through every bad moment. When I got fired, you were there. When my business failed, you stayed. When I got shot, you didn't move. And when we lost the house, you stayed right here. Even with my health starting to fail, you never left." He squeezed her hand and said softly, says, "You know what, dear?" She smiled, and he goes, "I think you're bad luck."
Oh, no.
Wrong way to go there. Yes.
Boy.
Yeah. Oh, Phil, I forgot to ask you a question of the day.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Would you undergo a risky procedure to boost your cognitive abilities, and why would you?
My what?
Your cognitive...
Cognitive abilities. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think they're all right so far.
Never left.
No. So I think I would not, no.
Yeah. And also, you might be from Arkansas, Philip, if your retirement plan is selling your Beanie Baby collection.
Oh, there you go.
Truth be told on that one.
Do you have a few, do you?
No, you don't. No. Okay. Do you?
No, I don't believe I do.
Did the kids have any, or they was did. That a little bit?
They did, yes. They had some. I've collected many other things that have just led to, you know, this multi-million-dollar empire that I have. It's always the wrong thing.
Mine's usually socks. Mismarried
socks. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I think the washer ate them.
I always think the dryer did.
Or the dryer did.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. You always find them when you throw the other one away.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you noticed that? Do you have any more?
How did the ape become a CEO?
How did the ape or ape?
Ape. The ape.
I have no idea.
He climbed the corporate ladder.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And how do you, or what do you get when you cross a cow and a shark?
A land shark.
I don't know, but I wouldn't want to milk it. That's from the sixth grade comedy
That's
club.
Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
When a wife goes to the dentist and asks, "How much to pull 2 wisdom teeth?" The dentist says $100. Wife says, "Too much. Can't you do it for less?" Dentist says, "Well, I can do it for $50 if I cut out the Novocaine." Wife says, "That's better, but still too much. Can we do it any cheaper?" Dentist says, "Oh, I could let my trainee do it for $20, but she's never pulled a tooth before, and it would be quite painful." Wife says, "That's great. Schedule my husband for next week."
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Take
that. Talking about cutting corners, buddy. That is cutting corners. All right, buddy.
You
let's
got a
see.
Kicker this week? Some... Or...
Well, I do.
Or was that the kicker?
No, it wasn't
the
kicker.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Let's see here. Here we go.
All right.
What kind of medical condition causes wrinkled clothing?
I don't know.
An iron deficiency. Oh, that wasn't my kicker.
That wasn't. No, come on.
But here we go.
All right.
A woman got a pet parrot, but she was horrified to discover that all it did was say things and insult her.
Oh.
Nothing she did could stop it. She was especially worried because her whole family was coming over for Christmas dinner. But when the dinner finally came, the parrot didn't say a word the entire time. After the meal, the parrot turned to its owner and said, "Please forgive my behavior from before. I was entirely out of line." "Wow," the woman said, "glad to hear it. If I may ask," said the parrot, what on earth did that turkey ever say to you?
Oh, yes. I've heard one similar.
Yeah, I have, too.
I've heard one similar where the parrot, they for punishment, they would put it in the freezer.
Put it in the freezer and then, yeah, then and saw frozen chickens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah.
But I turned it into a turkey to a parrot in Christmas dinner. You know what?
You did.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit softer approach, yeah.
I should have put Dad's Day or something on there.
Right. Which is coming up.
It is.
Yep.
Have a great day. Be kind, my friend.
Yeah, you betcha. That's old Hank Murray.